Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon. And I just want to say I appreciate Pastor Lutz in the last half hour talking about the Texas school shooting incident, which I'm going to touch on that as well. He was talking in his program about locking the door so I couldn't get in so he could keep talking, but I got to the door before he could lock it. So, but I'm glad he was able to touch on that, because that kind of sets stage for some of the things I want to touch on about the same situation a little bit here today. And so we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. Also, I wanted to mention and remind you that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to past programs there. You can also listen to our Sunday night program there if you don't stay up on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock from 11 to midnight. We're on every Sunday night. If you don't usually stay up for that, you can listen to the program there at livewithpastoral.com. I also had on this past Sunday night, as Pastor Lutz mentioned in the last half hour, I had him on with me during the program this past Sunday night, and we were talking about the shocking statistic of only 62% of America's pastors having a biblical worldview. You can listen to that discussion on the program there. I have that separated out as a separate audio file. You can find it at livewithpastoral.com. But I want to touch on a couple other things, too, before I get into this, talking about the Texas school shooting and some thoughts that I have in regards to that. But let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless the program. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. And above all, help us to uplift and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We had our church dedication service for our new facility. We are now meeting, as you can hear at the end of the program, at 4174 Wheatley Road in Richfield, Ohio, Suite 200. It's a little commercial space, and we've been in there since the 1st of April. And we had a dedication service for our new facility this past Sunday. We had a great turnout, a wonderful time of fellowship, and a good friend of ours, David Eisminger, came up from the Pittsburgh area, and he preached for us a tremendous message talking about the importance of place. And it was great, a real challenge and a reminder of the importance of the local church. And that kind of ties in with some things I'm going to be talking about too today. So you can find out more information, of course, about our new location. If you just go to livewithpastoral.com, you can click to our church website and everything from there as well. And then this past Monday, really would have liked to have slept in after the busy day, actually a busy weekend last weekend, but we had an opportunity to go down to Columbus, Ohio, to the American Restoration Tour, which was in Columbus, actually in the State House. Representative Gary Click, who's also pastor of the Fremont Baptist Temple in Fremont, Ohio, he sponsored the event in the atrium. The atrium's an area between the Senate side and the House side in the State House. And they had set up 150 chairs. It looked like just about all of them were full. And it was a tremendous event. Glad that it went down there. And just thank God for answering prayer, keeping us awake on the way down and throughout the program. Then, of course, Josiah Kagan, he's pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kettering, Ohio, and he was on with us last week talking about Faith Wins and the American Restoration Tour. He spoke, was there as well. And then, of course, we had Chad Connolly, who's the founder and director of Faith Wins. And he was there in Columbus, and always a challenge to listen to him and his desire to motivate pastors and churches to be involved in the political scene, to be involved in their community more than just inside praying inside the church building, but actually getting out and interacting and trying to be salt and light in the world around us. And then the key speaker was, of course, David Barton of Wall Builders, and tremendous talk on America's Christian history and the influence of Christians in our country and the founding of our country. And it's tremendous. If you've ever heard him talking on that topic, it's very memorable. You learn something every time. So it was a real blessing. Then we had a chance to walk around the State House a little bit that day while we were there. My wife and I went down, looked at some of the things. They have a museum in the State House. We were able to go down and through that, and just looking at a number of the different things that they have that you can see walking around there. I was thinking of a particular location where you can find, and I'm trying to get my computer to show it, but of course it doesn't want to show it when I'm looking for it. There's a number of plaques that are available or that are posted on the walls downstairs. I think it is around in the atrium and some different areas in the State House, and it's quotes from some of our previous governors, quotes from other sources and things like that, and it's very interesting to walk around and see the history that we have there. I was going to read some of them, but my computer doesn't want to go online. I was online earlier and lost my connection. And if I can get back online, I'll read that. Had them all set ready to go, but lost my computer connection. And then, of course, we had the program this past week with Pastor Lutz, where we were talking this troubling statistic of the dearth of biblical worldview amongst America's pastors. And that leads into what I was wanting to talk about here today. I really believe that has a lot to do with what we're seeing and what's happening in the world around us. We had, of course, the usual talking heads coming out on every side of the issue and decrying what happened and what could be done about this and what the problem is. And I read a number of articles this past week, and there's several things that came out to me, and I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you here today. One of the things that is interesting when you think about this, I read an article where the author, Ellie Reynolds, made a statement, and I'll just read the headline here. It says, "Guns aren't radically deadlier than they were 50 years ago, but our sick culture is." And as she goes on to say, "Our culture has incubated disdain for human life while preaching a gospel of indulging selfish urges, no matter how evil." And that really kind of sums it up when you think about it, because that ties in with what Pastor Lutz and I were talking about this past Sunday night when we were talking about the shocking statistic that we found in the Barna study showing that only 62% of pastors, or I should say that 62% of pastors, not only, 62%, that's the majority, that's nearly two-thirds of America's pastors do not have a biblical worldview. And if you think, well, they don't have a biblical worldview, what do they have? What kind of a worldview do they have? Well, it's a progressive view. And it's kind of like what Pastor Lutz was saying in the last half hour. It's a progressive view that has developed in Christianity with the departure from the teachings of the Word of God. And it's a blending, a synchronism, attempted blending of essentially the world with the Word. And this is a problem. And this is why we Barnett found this troubling statistic that so few pastors actually have a biblical worldview. And this is not something that God is surprised, that takes God unawares, because the Bible warns about this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says here in chapter 3, verse number 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." And he warns about this is going to happen. This is not something to be surprised. Paul had previously in Acts chapter 20, he made a statement here that shows that this began in the early days of the church, back in the first century. In Acts chapter 20, starting in verse 26, Paul says this, "Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." So he is telling them, this group of pastors, that as he's about to depart, he says, "I have declared unto you all the counsel of God." So he's been faithful to preach the word. And then he says this, he warns them, here in verse 28, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." So here's the warning to the and challenge to the pastors, that you need to be faithful as overseers to feed the church. He likens them to a flock, and the overseers would be like the shepherds that were watching over the flock of sheep, to feed them. And this is the church of God, and he stresses the importance of this church to God, because he says, "Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." In other words, the body of believers that a pastor is placed over is valuable to God. It's something that God has importance in, and because he's purchased those believers with his own blood, and therefore a pastor is responsible, Paul's saying here, to be faithful to feed those believers that Christ purchased with his own blood. Feed them. And in a reminder, it's God, through the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, that made them overseers, that put them in that position. As a pastor, I'm in a position where I'm responsible for the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual understanding, the spiritual awareness of the people in my church, that they know the Word of God. The only way they're going to know the Word of God is if I feed them the Word of God, if I preach the Word of God to them. And then he warns in verse 29, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." Now, a wolf goes into a flock of sheep for one reason. He doesn't go in there to sit down and enjoy some fellowship with the sheep. He's going in there for dinner. And sometimes they go in for more than just that. Sometimes they get in a killing spree. I grew up on a small farm, and I've seen where dogs, domestic dogs running wild in a pack with other dogs. The same dog that'd be nice, and around the house, pet him on the head, get out with a pack of dogs, and they go kind of wild. And they go on a killing spree. I remember a friend of mine, he was raising rabbits, which I was doing at the time as well. And these dogs got into his rabbits, and they just started killing them. Not eating them, just killing them on a killing spree. I've seen them get into chickens and do the same thing. They were going after some of our, I believe it was goats at one time that we had. And they were circling. I remember watching as my uncle shot at them in order to chase them off. And they were not wolves, they were domestic dogs, and they were just simply doing what's in their nature. And even though they're domestic, they can still get caught up in that. And grievous wolves, of course, not even domesticated, even more so. And this is what he likens them to, going in, not sparing the flock. And then he makes a chilling comment here in verse 3. He says, "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." And this is what we are seeing today. We are seeing people coming out of churches. We are seeing people coming, we're seeing pastors come out of seminaries, and they are teaching false doctrine in the pulpits across America. This Barna study shows that basically, a third of pastors in America have a biblical worldview, and two-thirds do not. They're preaching the world's doctrines instead of the Bible's doctrines. Well, let me go back to 2 Timothy again, and Paul said that this is going to happen, and he says in back in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." So he points the pastors, he points Timothy here as a pastor, and also, since this has been preserved for us down through the centuries in the Word of God, it points all pastors back to the fact we need to get back to the Word of God. That's the Word of God that we've known. That's the Word of God which was able to make us wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so he says, he continues in verse 16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The problem with our churches, the problem that has resulted in two-thirds of our pastors not having a biblical worldview, is they're not in the Word of God. They're not studying the Word of God themselves. They're not preaching the Word of God themselves. They're not getting their church into the Word of God. And it's no wonder that as a result of that, another study that Barna found that only 2% of young parents hold a biblical worldview. Well, it's not surprising when the pastors don't hold a worldview that the people in the churches don't hold a worldview. And the younger families in the churches, their children are being raised without a biblical worldview. And this is the problem that we have today. I really believe that part of the reason that led to the shooting down in Texas, and not only that one, but the other one in Buffalo, New York, and all these things that we are seeing lately, is this lack of a biblical worldview, because church attendance itself is down across America. In fact, surveys have shown that for the first time since they've been following this, the first time in I think it's like 70 or 80 years that they've been following this, that we've dipped below 50% church attendance. Well, I shouldn't say just church attendance. It's the attendance of people in church, synagogue, or a mosque, so a house of worship of some sort. We're now at a point where we have a less than a majority of Americans attending any kind of house of worship, and only 47% in 2020 are found to have a membership or say that they attend regularly a church, synagogue, or a mosque. That's down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. In fact, if you go back all the way into the 1930s when they began keeping these records, the number has always been in the 70s, somewhere up from the low 70s to the mid 70s, generally speaking, for years, for decades. And then all of a sudden, we see this plummeting in the church attendance across America, and also in attendance of mosques and synagogues as well. But I'm focusing mostly on the plummeting church attendance here, which is the reason why, with people not being in church, not raising their children up in church, with the pastors not proclaiming a biblical worldview from the pulpit, it's rather interesting as we've seen church attendance plummet. Remember, it was 50% in 2018, as recently as 2000, around the turn of the century, 1999, it was at 70%, and then it began to dip. And I found an interesting statistic: active shooter incidents from 2017 by 2021, published by the FBI. In 2017, they had 31 active shooter incidents, 2018, 30, 2019, 30. Now we're getting into the time frame when church attendance is really beginning to drop, when biblical worldviews are really beginning to drop, when the rate of Bible reading in America is really beginning to drop. And between 2019 and 2020, there was a 33% increase from 30 to 40 active shooter incidents. And now add in the lockdowns, the pandemic lockdowns and shutdowns and everything like that, and the increase in mental illness that's come from that, the churches that have been literally shut down, and the rapid decrease in church attendance, and we go from 30 in 2019 to 40 in 2020 to 61 active shooter incidents in 2021. Now, the numbers have been sharply rising in the past few years, and I think part of it is because, and the lockdowns merely acted as a catalyst that sped up things that were already happening. People were already dropping out of church. People decried the millennials not going to church as much and all of that. And now you throw in the lockdowns, churches closing, people not going to church. Oh, but they're watching online on Zoom or something. A lot of them were not. And if they were, it was just playing as they were doing other things. And we have a crisis that's been coming. But what did Paul say? Let me go back to what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This is what we need in America. He says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." God's pastors, the pastors in America, need to get back into God's Word. They need to study it. They need to learn it. They need to believe it. They need to apply it. If they're not saved, they need to get saved. I've heard too many stories of unsaved pastors pastoring in churches. And, of course, some of the churches didn't care because they wouldn't have known their Laodicean churches. God wasn't in there anyways. Jesus was on the outside knocking, wanting in, just like we see the Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3. And then Paul goes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "I charge thee, therefore, before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." This is what America's pastors need to be doing. They need to preach the word of God. You know, I have people tell me on occasion, you know, "It's so refreshing to hear you preach the Bible." And I think to myself, well, where have they been? You know, and what else would I be preaching? Preach the word, he says. And then he says this in verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but After their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Yeah, they become woke. Why? Because they've abandoned the word of God. They endorse Black Lives Matter, an occultic, communistic, anti-Christ organization from the pulpits, because they're not in the word of God. They endorsed Antifa and leftist policies from the pulpits. Why? Because they're not in the word of God. They're soft on abortion. In fact, they endorse abortion in some pulpits. Why? Because they're not in the word of God. America needs to turn back to the Bible. America's pastors need to turn back to the Bible. America's parents need to turn back to the Bible. We all need to get back into the word of God. Thanks for listening today. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word.